Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up, the show that's a lot about a little. It's we go back and forth quite a bit over things that we care about that maybe you've never even thought about like that, which is fine because these aren't big deals. These aren't life-changing events. These aren't world-altering, global topics. No. It's just your co-host, Josh Johnson, talking to your other co-host.
Dulce Sloan! And what we haven't talked about is my brand new nose ring. Bam. Bam. Nose ring. I've wanted a nose ring since I was 14 years old, and I could not get one because of acting and modeling and stuff. But now, your girl has an established career. So if I want to put a piece of metal in my face, okay.
Like awesome. Shot through the nostril.
Oh, man.
It's all up to you.
Bro, it hurt so bad, apparently.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. And, like, I bled a lot because she was saying, like, I was bleeding. And she was like, were you drinking yesterday? And I was like, yes. Apparently, that's why you're not supposed to get, like, piercings or tattoos when you're... That's why you can't get piercings or tattoos when you're drunk, because it makes you bleed more because your blood's thin.
I am indeed happy for you. I'm glad anytime a childhood dream can come true, you know.
It hurts so much, and I got so overwhelmed. But while she was in the middle of doing it, she was like, I'm proud of you. And for some reason, oh my God, I'm going to tear up again. It's like, it made me feel so much better. Because she was like, I'm proud of you. You did a good job. I love you. You're doing a good job. And I was like, and all of it, because like it's so much pain at once. Mm-hmm. And it's your face. So you just freak the fuck out for like a second. But she was like, you're doing a good job. I'm so proud of you. And so to be in that moment where I'm in that much pain, but then for somebody to like be very comforting and sweet, it like really just kind of almost reset my brain a little bit. Her name is Janice. It's Live by the Sword Tattoo.
All right. Well, yeah. Shout out to her and she's doing really a great job and making you feel comfortable, making you feel seen and loved and held, you know?
Yeah, because she calls herself the gentle piercer. And I was like, there's still a needle going through my nose. But now I get it. Like, oh, it was really nice. And then she found some studs for my second hole in my ear because these shits. You know, when you get something done at a flea market, you know, you get what you pay for. You'd have thought they would have healed up by the time I got out of the ninth grade. But hey, man.
We're all out here doing our best. I think if you are about to get a flea market tattoo, though, any person out here listening to the podcast, thinking about getting a tattoo from your local flea market, you know, right after you go to the farmer's market, I would say maybe hold up on that.
Take a second.
Yeah, take a second to think about it. Think about if the artwork you want done can be done by anybody else that's at an actual tattoo shop.
Now, not to say somebody who's in a flea market is not good.
No, it's not about them being good. It's about them having the proper tool. You know what it's like? It's like when you're watching a mob movie, all right? Mm-hmm. And the person that the mob is after, or the other mob is after, I should say, or even the police, the person that's in the mob gets all shot up by somebody. Yeah. And then they take them to the mob doctor's house. And the mob doctor always has the same speech. It's like, why are you coming to my home? It's like, well, sir, we know where you live and we were in a hurry. Okay.
So, also, we've been here 6 times this week.
Yeah. But they're like, why did you come to my home? And I can't do it here. He needs real surgery. We got to go to a hospital. That's all I'm saying. That mob doctor is still a doctor.
He's a veterinarian, but he's still a doctor.
You know, but he cannot, with the tools he has available to him, do his job to the best of his ability.
But if I have a booth in the flea market, because I've seen tattoo artists in a flea market before.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of the same tools that you'll see.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've never got a tattoo before, so maybe it's all the same stuff.
It's just the machine. My friend, the tattoo I have on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Oh, that's better. No? No?
As someone who knows you, I know the tattoo you're talking about.
But Josh Johnson, we went on enough tangents today. I think it's time for us to talk about the topic at hand. The topic at hand is Santa Claus, Santa Claus, Old Saint Nick, Chris motherfucking Kringle himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the audience is wondering, like, wait a minute, if they're talking about that, they're Santa Claus. We can't be talking about whether he's real or not, because we already know the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, should we be telling the children about this man or not?
Okay.
That is the question.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh Johnson, tell the people what side you fall on when it comes to the existence of Santa Claus. Should we be telling the children or not? Because you was ready to go. You was trained to go.
As someone who believes in whimsy, as someone who loves wonder.
You try to act like I don't love whimsy and wonder? Wow, the attacks.
As someone who believes in magic.
Fuck out of here. We're both friends with Matt Richards, so yes, we believe in magic. Matt Richards is amazing.
As someone
comedian.
Who believes that a childhood has some magic in it.
Fucking childhood, Josh.
A whole childhood. You know? I think that Santa is a good starter lesson. I think it's a worthwhile endeavor.
Lesson in what? Adults will lie to you?
Yes. That too.
What's your lesson? Because my lesson is adults will lie to you.
I mean, adults will lie to you is a great one. No one is disputing that. Like, let's get that one out the way. All right. You looked into the eyes of a child and you lied your face
Bold face lie. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so now when this child, instead of being 2, is 22, and there's another grown person in their face trying to lie, they'll be like, I remember this. I've been living through this for 2 decades. Mm. All right. I'm ready. I'm prepped. Okay. In your world with no practice, they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. You must own this house as a poetry major. You know what I mean? So then that's my thing, is that, you know, it helps instill a sense of how the world works. I think it introduces fantasy in a way that is both fun and has stakes, you know, and has a payoff at the end.
Okay. Once again, incorrect. I remember telling some evil woman that I used to work with, not evil, hateful little woman that I used to work with, that when I was growing up, because it was like around Christmas time or whatever, and I said, when I was growing up, you know, my mom never told us that Santa was real. She didn't tell us he wasn't real, but she never said that he was. And she was like, oh, she tried to tell me that I had a bad childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother didn't tell me that some fictional white man was breaking into our house to bring me presents. And I was like, you think my entire childhood was bad for this one? Let me get up. Because I almost said something that was going to get me in a fight that day. There's so many other things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't grow up with a father. You think that affected Santa Claus? You think Santa Claus was the precipitate? That's what you think took my childhood out. Was one nigga once a year claiming to do something that he didn't fucking do.
But look, did you ever wonder what it would have been like to sit in Santa's lap and tell him what you wanted and then get it?
I wondered more what it would have been like to sit in my father's lap and tell him what I wanted and get it.
Fair enough.
Your father's supposed to be there every day. Santa comes but once a year.
Yeah, yeah.
the thing is, as a child, I never believed in it because it never made any sense to me.
Well, on top of it, this is the other thing too, because you run into this when you're trying to tell the story of Santa to children who are, you know, inquisitive, some would say precocious.
Not stupid.
Wow.
I took gifted classes starting from 10 years old. I was never a dumb child. Mm-hmm. I learned how to read because my cousin could read. Because this is the most fucked up part about this Santa thing. Plenty of children go, hey, it doesn't make any sense that this man is on a sleigh being pulled by livestock, by fucking deer, across the planet dropping off presents, right? Mm-hmm. And even though they do the Santa tracker on the fucking news, and, you know, I've always wondered what they do, all the letters that people send out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure they just burn them at the end of the year. They can't keep them. That's just too much space, right? So they do is burning of these Santa. I hope they burn them. They got to do something, shred them, turn them into more paper, help somebody, right? So the thing that was always the most deceptive of the Santa shit is that you would have a child going, this doesn't make any sense. This can't be real.
Mm-hmm.
And then an adult goes, yes, it is. And the child's like, but wait a minute. How does he get across the world? It's magic. I could believe in Bigfoot before I could believe in Santa Claus.
Once again, more practice. All right?
More practice for what?
Because as an adult right now, you know that there are things that logically, as a smart person, you look at and you're like, this doesn't make sense, but it is what it is, isn't it? And now you're learning to live in a world where things don't make sense. They don't make sense. Right. We both know they don't make sense. You and I have discussed things where we're like, yo, are we on the same page? This doesn't make any sense. And you're like, yes, but it is what it is. And then you're now learning to cope in a world that doesn't make sense, that is unfair and full of lies.
Right. But the other thing is that you're giving us a thing. You're giving us a lie that's not even attached to. It's like, as a child, I could never figure out what Santa Claus had to do with the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It would have made more sense to me if the three kings that came and brought presents to the baby Jesus came to children to give them presents. And I know the whole thing is St. Nicholas. We've all seen that fucking, what is it, claymation, stop motion. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So one dude in, I don't know, where was it? The Netherlands or fucking one of them places.
Yeah, somewhere cold.
Somewhere cold and white, gave children presents. And then all of a sudden we were like, yeah. And then he did it to the whole world. I'm like, wait. No, this doesn't make any sense. So for me, this myth came about because one white man did one thing and we can't forget. Like Columbus. And so instead of just him being one of the many in the pantheon of saints, now we're putting our children in grown men's laps in malls. Who came up with going to the mall Santa? Who came up with the mall Santa? Why do they have to sit in his lap? Who is this pervert that came up with this? You knew I was going to say it.
No, I knew you were going to say it.
You met me.
This is what I will say. Okay, how about this? I'll extend another olive branch that is not so much about the telling as it is about the employability. Okay, let's be honest. You see a dude who look exactly like Santa, spitting image of Santa, right?
Right.
And he doesn't really have a job. Doesn't really have much going on in his life, okay?
Why not?
At least let him get some seasonal work.
This man who is not able to sustain himself the other 11 months of the year.
You get in some Santa work in November.
Yeah. 11 and a half months. You have to start with Thanksgiving. Uh-huh.
Yeah, start with Thanksgiving.
11 and a half months.
Yeah.
This nigga ain't got it.
Okay, but because he doesn't have it, let's give him something. Let's give him something to do. You out here,
no.
you're old, all right? You got a bellowing voice that nobody can really tell where your diaphragm is. Your diaphragm is in your foot. Okay. You got a big beard because no matter how much you cut your hair, it just spring. You don't even get 5 o'clock shadow. Okay. You get 6 o'clock nightfall. All right.
I hear you.
Every day.
I hear you. And you got a rosy cheeks and a button nose and all this other shit. Listen, I get it.
Maybe you're an alcoholic. Maybe it's because they have, you know, they have a taste for the Four Loko, a taste for the malt liquor. Maybe they just have something that gets things a bit rosy in the cheeks.
What you don't want is an elderly white man addicted to Four Loko. I'd rather
no,
drink
it's
crack.
A problem.
No.
Did you say you'd rather he drink crack?
Crown.
Oh, I thought you said rather he drink crack, and I was like, incredible.
I mean, I think
an old white man built like Santa drinking crack would be a holiday miracle. Wow. He'd be calling people reindeers. He'd be like, Dasher, Dancer, get over here. Get over
Santa,
here real quick.
Blitzen! Sir, again, my name is Kevin.
Yeah. Sir, my name is Officer Williams. Okay, Rudolph.
Listen, it's Santa, you know, this is regular tropes. You know, Santa employs child labor. I get it. I don't have a problem with that. Because I think what I don't understand is, are elves always children?
I was under the impression that elves were never children. I was under the impression they were elves.
No, you have to be a baby.
To be an elf?
To be a creature.
But what's a grown elf? A grown elf is still an elf.
Yeah, but baby elf is still an elf.
Then why those elves with him look 40?
But sometimes they look like kids.
Sometimes, but a lot of those elves be looking Keebler when you see those North Pole pictures and stuff.
Well, one, that's not a real place.
Wait a second.
The North Pole.
Wait a moment.
Tell me about these North Pole pictures.
We have waited to what, a third of the way in to start talking about what are and aren't real places.
The North Pole is a real place, but the pictures you're talking about, the North Pole pictures, those are the mall in Santa Monica.
No, I understand. Who do you think you're talking to? Like this is crazy. I can't tell.
Those North Pole pictures, and I'm like, what North Pole pictures? Are you talking about the mall pictures?
I'm talking about in the cartoons. I'm talking in, yes, the Santa Monica mall pictures.
All of your source materials.
A lot of these elves have beards. So in my mind, they're not kids.
Well, it depends on the casting. Because in some of them, they're children.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they're adults. And then in other ones, they're just old children. Where it's like it's a child, but they're 1,000 years old. Or like 500 years old.
What is an old child? Do you mean an adult?
No.
Because that's what happens when kids get old enough.
No.
You know, I've never heard anybody be like, oh, yeah, my baby over there, he 800 months.
No, like you ever seen the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when the movie, like beginning of the movie, he starts and it's like, he's like, there's kids in here. It's like, why are there kids in here? Shouldn't they be at school? And he was like, that kid's 400 years old. You see what I'm, that's what I'm saying.
Because
they're elves, they look like children. Some classification of elves look like children forever. That's what I'm saying. So when I say old child.
Old child. When you say.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's an elf.
Yeah, you somehow still don't mean grown. You mean an actual old child. Just a dusty old third grader.
Also, 800 months old is 66 years old.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we decided that after 18 years, we might as well just act like you're an adult. Even if you aren't.
Listen, I think 18, I've been saying this when I was 18 is not an adult.
Really?
No.
I feel like it starts earlier than that.
Well, but to be an adult?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
There's a lot of people. There are a lot of people. I remember when I was like 16 and I just with my peers, I was like, oh, some of y'all, especially when somebody's like on the spectrum of good and evil. Right. Mm. When someone is very, very good and they actually have so much emotional intelligence that they know what to do in every situation, things that almost can't be taught. They know what to do in lots of situations. They know how to nurture people. They know how to care for people, all that stuff like that. I'm like, I understand we're both 16 right now, but you come off, obviously you come off way more mature.
Your 16 is different than my 16.
Exactly. And then when somebody's evil, I've met people who were actually too evil. Nothing even, and I'll go out on a limb and say it just because I knew them well enough. Nothing in their life had happened bad enough to teach them how to be this evil. And they were already this evil.
I'm like, hey, born with.
You need to be tried as an adult, sir. Like that was.
No, I was saying, we were trying to say to somebody that like, me and another guy were trying to talk to one of our friends. Because then another one of those mass shootings that happened. And we were like, some motherfuckers are just born evil. And she's like, no.
And I think that if you're evil enough.
And I was like, nah. She was like, and I was like, we were like, nah, bitch. No, no, no. Some motherfuckers come out the womb wanting pure chaos, death and destruction. And you don't know why. They don't know why.
I go back and forth. Like, let's say we didn't know each other, right?
Yeah.
And I was on trial, and you were in the jury.
Oh, you don't.
I don't know. Because here's the thing: you'd either be for me, and you'd really have to be convinced that I did something, or you'd be against me, and it'd be like, look, I know you got all this evidence he didn't do it, but I saw his face, and it's like, oh my gosh.
Now, you know me. You know me. You know I be reading motherfuckers the house down boots, as the kids say. I'm out here reading. Listen, I am getting my summer readings together. I'm finna get these Pizza Hut coupons. I am reading for the children. I am the library. And sometimes you just catch a vibe behind somebody and you're like, oh, let me stay the fuck away from you. There's just certain people like that. We just like, especially as a woman, there's just certain, like some, I had a guy come up to me. He's like, hey, can I just went, nope. And I walked out. My friend was like, what happened? I was like, girl, I was going to end up on the fucking news if I talked to that man.
And look, I'm just saying.
They would have found me in various appliances. I've been a broken fucking Barbie. They just sewed me back together. I look like that damn bitch from, fucking Nightmare Before Christmas. They had to stitch me back together like a fucking torn doll. Fuck that. I want an open casket. I promised my mama that if I go first, you gonna see me, bitch. Fuck that.
I'm simply saying that based off what we've talked about, some people, I feel like they grow up at a different, like, level and layer. And look, just to bring it all back, I felt the same way about Santa, right? I was told about Santa, and I stopped believing pretty young, right?
How young?
But then, I think I was 8. So see, from like...
That makes sense. Those kids that still believe in Santa at like 12 and 13, were always like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but you see, that's another lesson. That's another thing that helps helps you evaluate your peers, right? Is that I think this person, we were all sold the same bill of goods. Not obviously not all, because there's different people who don't celebrate Christmas. And I'm just saying, out of the mix of people who were sold the same bill of goods, there's some people that fell for it, some people that didn't fall for it, some people that fell for it and then figured it out pretty quick. And then some people who are still just living a dream.
Listen, and I think the thing that always bugged me, because I remember in school not believing in Santa and being told, because I never believed in him, ever. Because to me, it just didn't make sense. And I think the other reason that my mother did not perpetuate this is because my mother worked hard. She raised me and my brother by herself. And so because of that, I don't think she wanted us to, because she's like, she would get us, there'd be like, you know, one of the gifts would be from your your sibling. One of the gifts would be from her. And one of the gifts would be from Santa. You know what I mean? Among mm-hmm. the gifts that we got. And there was always a Santa gift. And by the time I was like 8, I was like, you know, I don't believe in Santa, right? And my brother was like, I don't either. She was like, okay. But we still got the Santa gift. And the Santa gift was the gift that we didn't know what we were going to get. Right? And yeah, some stuff we picked out, and then some stuff we get is a surprise gift. So it was like, it was this concept, but none of us believed it.
Mm-hmm.
I just could never get like, okay, we have this Kris Kringle thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is like, this is the birth of Christ. This is what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember asking a girl I was friends with in college, like, you know, she was like, because we were cool, but she had a slick mouth sometimes. One day I asked her, I was like, because she was a staunch atheist, right? Mm-hmm. To the point where she was rude, like most atheists are. It's always like, it's always good to meet an atheist who doesn't tell you they're an atheist. Because usually when you meet an atheist, this is their whole personality.
It depends on the person, because I feel like there are people who atheism is kind of that strain of CrossFit or veganism or something, where it's like, if you get into it enough, especially if you get into it after growing up religious, I think that it becomes a big marker for you of when journey changed.
Right, because it's like you're being defiant, right? But I asked her one day, I was like, wait, if you're an atheist, why are you celebrating Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what do you mean? I said, Christmas.
It's most of the name.
I was like, Christ, it's 70% of the name is Christ, right?
It's Christ Mass.
Right.
So you're getting extra.
Extra. This is the beginning of the Christ. The Christ mm-hmm. child is born.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, you know, Christmas is a religious holiday. And I was like, bitch, what do you mean? I said, of course it is. Because that's why people who aren't Christian, that's why Jews don't celebrate it. That's why Muslims don't celebrate it. And Buddhists and all of these other religious Hindus, all of these other people of other religions don't celebrate Christmas
because
they're not Christian. And she's like, well, it's an American holiday. And I said, it's literally a religious holiday.
That's so funny. It's an American holiday is probably the most American thing a person could say.
Dude.
Because it's like, you know, when you go to, you know, Ecuador at Christmas time, they're going to have Christmas.
When you go to the Philippines.
When you go to Mexico.
Mexico. Kenya. China.
Hey.
Afghanistan. Anywhere that has Christmas time is always Christmas time. I did find out one of my old boss, her husband was Romanian Orthodox, and they celebrate Christmas on a different day.
Oh, yeah. Some people do this thing of like, it's the general time. But yeah, I've heard of some people even have their like people who do go to church for it and stuff, have their church service on the day. Some of them have it the day before. Some of them only really have it the Sunday leading up to.
Right. So you're talking about Christmas being non-religious. She was like, yeah. And I was like, so you're celebrating presents and gift giving? What are you? She was so angry at me. It probably didn't help that we were at her house making Christmas cookies. And I was like, so why are you celebrating this holiday? This is crazy. What are we even doing?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
This is
you're literally crazy. Stirring things up. You know, with your words.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you know Kente Claus?
Mm-hmm.
One, my brother has a picture with Black Santa for when he's a kid. And two, like, just like different cultures will have like their Jesus, like kind of like tuned up to what they look like.
Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah,
kid
yeah.
they call, because I follow the real Black Santa on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, I was like, well, there's a lot of Korean churches, right? Because Koreans, you know, Kamsahamnida Jesus, you know, Koreans fuck with Jesus. A lot of them do. When Santa comes to the Korean church, is it a white man or is he Korean?
Look, I think that that does depend on the culture. You reminded me of...
Lord, what did I remind you of?
One time my friend went... Okay. This is... Who knows if anyone will find this funny? So, you know how... Sometimes when you're growing up, different kids just have different, like, home situations. Their parents have different levels of income, right?
Yes.
And I remember one time I don't know if it was an after school thing or if it was soccer. It was some extracurricular thing because me and this kid did not go to school together, right?
Right.
And I asked him, you know, what Santa got him for Christmas, because we're all little. We're like 7 or something, right? And I'll never forget this, because even at the time, I was like, even without understanding jokes yet, because you know how you laugh when you're a kid and stuff like that, but I didn't understand jokes. Like, I wasn't a joke writer when I was 7, you know?
Right.
And so, but I still understood, like, puns and wordplay and all, you know?
Yeah.
This kid, and he still probably to this day doesn't know how funny what he said was. But I asked him what he got for Christmas, like, what Santa gave. And this kid said, all I got from Santa this year was a cold, right? Because he went to the mall and Santa was clearly sick that day, right? So then Santa over here, like, what do you want for Christmas? And so this kid said he literally was like leaning back from Santa a little bit because he's in his lap. But he's like Santa over here, like sniffling, like using his beard to wipe his nose and stuff. And it was like, he was like, I think I got a cold and I think I got it from Santa because like nobody in my family is sick.
So I guess he didn't even get any presents.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's why I thought maybe some listeners might not find the entire story funny. But I feel like it's important, and it's an important lesson because we were talking about lessons, which is one of the reasons I have the stance that I have.
But you keep saying that, like, but these lessons don't seem like fun lessons. Like, it's not
all
like,
lessons supposed to be fun.
I hear you, but it's like it seems to be like, oh, you asked Santa for this new toy truck and you got socks, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that your family can't afford this new toy truck. You just know you got socks. Or you ask for, you know, something outrageous. It's like, okay, you have no athletic skills in any fucking form or fashion, and you wanted this expensive baseball glove, and your parents got you a truck. It's not that Santa didn't hear you. It's that they know you have no athletic skills.
Yeah.
And the money they would have spent on this baseball glove. Because you want to be a baseball player and you have fucking four left feet. Stuff can get blamed on Santa. But then when you think about it, like then you become you get a little older and you learn Santa's not real. And it's like, okay, well then why didn't I get my baseball glove?
Poverty. Yeah. Or just general, like, nah,
we're not doing that over here. So it's like, I guess I've never understood the point of, the magic of Christmas is the virgin birth. So I don't know if we added in more magic because it's around the solstice time and, you know, trying to convert pagans into Christianity. So you put it at that time, which is why they say Easter is the time that it is. And that's why the Easter bunny and the eggs all go along with Easter. That's always been confusing for me. Also, did you know? I know I didn't know until I was graduated from college, found this out.
Okay.
Did you know that the Easter bunny is supposed to bring you an Easter basket like Santa brings you presents?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Really?
No.
Why'd you think they were selling Easter baskets?
I just thought it was a thing because there was a bunny and eggs go in a basket. Because my mother called Easter was Resurrection Day.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So it was like my aunt, my godmother would give us Easter baskets, but I, because my mother never really told us that Santa Claus was, and she definitely wasn't on board. She's like, I'm not telling you. I was like, I asked her as an adult, and I was like, why didn't she? She's like, I wasn't finna do that.
I'm with you.
She said it wasn't the point.
I'm with you. I think that.
I did. So you, so wait, did you get an Easter basket?
I did get an Easter basket some years. There was one year where I'm like, I don't know if I, there's a year where the, it started to gap a little bit.
I can tell you Easter baskets for, once you get past the age of like 9, Easter baskets suck.
Because yeah, they're like, not, oh, they're not older. Good.
No, once you're an older, like when you're a little kid, it's like, here's little toy, like little things. And then once you get older, it's like, you put a fucking football in a basket? I didn't want.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Why is there a basketball in here?
I only want half of these things.
Huh?
Or I only want half of these things.
Also, I think it's weird that, like, in America we say Merry Christmas, but in the UK they say Happy Christmas. And I'm like, you motherfuckers seem like the one who'd be using the word Merry.
Yeah, no, that is switched, I think, pretty heavily. Like, yeah. That's like, that seems like we should be saying happy. They should be saying Merry.
Merry.
Now, okay, this is where, because you were mentioning the lessons. You were mentioning
the lessons, but also it's, I don't understand. I guess I've never understood the point. Like for instance, like, mm-hmm. I don't understand the point of the Easter Bunny either. Because Christians only got 2 holidays.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny is, to me, like, almost indefensible. It doesn't make any sense to me.
None. I'm like, where does nigga come from? Who sent him? At least Saint Nicholas, I think, was an actual saint, right?
Yeah, and it's a bigger thing overall in the world. So Santa Claus, there are some countries that have babushka. There are some countries that have, like, there's so many different versions of this.
Who's
same
the
thing
one
that we're
that
all
has
doing?
Isn't it the Dutch dude that has the slave?
I know about, like, Black Pete, but I don't know if that's Santa to them.
Yeah, so children are taught to believe they receive their presents from St. Nicholas, who is accompanied by a black servant called Black Peter. Adults will dress up as St. Nicholas and Black Peter, a white person painted in blackface, and visit children and adults. So, yeah, Black Peter is a servant. He's a slave. And they are trying to stop them from dressing in blackface, and they're like, but it's a tradition, and there's only 17 black people here, so how are you going to stop? The Dutch is the Netherlands, so I don't know how many of us live there. I don't do cold white countries.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, like, in the UK, they say Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas. But then they call Santa Claus Father Christmas. Which makes more sense than Santa Claus.
Here's my thing with Santa versus Father Christmas, okay?
The outfit,
I feel
not
like
blessing.
Father Christmas gets a little too close to, like, confusing the children, you know?
Okay.
Because it's like Father Christmas feels too much like Jesus' dad. Whereas Santa Claus feels like a totally different character.
Okay.
You know, like I used to hear people say Father Christmas. And I was like, I don't know if I'm with that one, you know,
that makes sense. I mean, it just made more sense to me because it's like, oh, we get presents on Christmas because the baby Jesus got presents. Well, if you get presents on Christmas because the baby Jesus got presents, then why aren't the three wise men the one bringing us the presents?
No, that. So when you said that at the beginning of the episode, that made a lot of sense to me. And I'm surprised no one has done that. I'm surprised that thing never caught on if there's such a shared understanding of the story of Christmas. I think that for me, when it comes to telling kids about Christmas, the second side, the unfair and the sad side of the lesson and everything is the disappointment, you know?
Well, because they're like, you know, Santa sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. So Santa's a fucking stalker, which is a joke that's been made a million times. But I get it. It's like that whole Elf on the Shelf thing where it's like, hey, this tiny elf's going to watch everything you do. And if you mess up, he's going to... I've heard people go, if you act bad, you're going to tell Santa. And it's like, then what did you do the other 11 months of the fucking year when your child was acting like a maniac?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been using Santa? You're just in a strong march, just flying through April going, Santa, Santa, Santa's like, this child is 4. He doesn't remember yesterday. Like, why are you telling him about, like, threatening him with Santa? But it's like, I remember, like, the first time, like, learning about the story of Christmas, right? The virgin birth. There's no room at the inn. You're born in a manger. Wheezy F baby, right? So I remember the whole time hearing this whole story in the three, in the frankincense, myrrh, gold, you know, the stars and all this other stuff. And I remember going, but where is Santa? And my mother was like, what? I said, where's Santa? If this is the story of Christmas, where is Santa? And she was like, great question. And then she had to explain to me how Santa was not involved with the baby Jesus. And I was like, so he wasn't there? Like, no. I remember being in school being like, well, if Santa wasn't there, why is he here now?
Coca-Cola.
Idiot.
Wake up. Wake up. Understand that there's a bigger thing at play, okay, than your little holiday. There's a grind happening.
Oh, no. No.
Santa been on a grind for decades now.
So is the Coca-Cola bottling company.
So it's a Coca-Cola bottling company. That's what we call a partnership, okay? Santa is a brand ambassador, all right? Pushing this Coca-Cola to the children, to the Americas, okay? I wish that I could be on my hustle the way Santa is, all right?
Say you live somewhere like Australia. Okay. Christmas comes, it's hot.
Yeah, if Christmas comes, it's hot.
Or Florida, shit.
Sure. I'm with you.
I've been
in
Miami on Christmas. It is very interesting because it's like one year my brother got a super soaker for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Miami in December.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what right now. You want to talk about Australia, you want to talk about Florida, whatever. Santa makes it over there too because he's on his grind, all right? On 100,000 going how many miles per hour it takes to get from Australia to the North Pole to Florida. He does it all.
In one night,
all right?
One night?
If you told me that all I had to do to have a nearly year off was to grind for one night, I'd do it.
Listen, but I think I remember as a kid almost trying to justify it. And it's like, okay, there's probably whole countries that he gets to skip.
There are countries that he gets to skip, but he also got the plan and he got the logistics, right? You never see somebody ever tap their temple that's actually saying something smart. He got the logistics, okay? You see what I'm saying right here? He got the logistics down, all right? He got his routes already planned out. He got the elves, because that's the other thing that people don't realize is sometimes it's about synergy. Sometimes it's about building yourself up and then having people under you. So then you got Santa right here, right? And then he got 5 elves that also got 5 elves that they were their friends. And then they each get 5 elves. And so you get a little triangle going, right? And then
a real pyramid.
We don't really use words like that because that's the type of stuff that haters say, okay? Mm-hmm. So anyway, you got your triangle of success.
If you want a triangle of success, would you rather have a one side or would you rather have a triangle with 4 sides?
That's Now you think it. That's actual
like a
hustling.
Pyramid.
Once again, I don't know what's not clicking for you. About what's helpful and what's hateful, okay?
So you only do 3-sided pyramids.
You know, I can tell when somebody's not gonna take the mission seriously. Like I can tell when somebody's
5 sides, 6 sides.
No. I can tell. That's cool. I get it. You aren't ready to receive the message, you know? You're not really ready to be on it like Santa's on it. Okay.
So when do you buy? One, I found out that, because for some reason the conversation of the genders of the reindeer came up.
Because why not?
Because why the fuck not? And somebody was saying that all of them were male. And then I was looking at this, and it's like, they weren't. Apparently, all of them would have to be female.
Including Rudolph?
Including Rudolph.
Oh, okay.
Because of the time of year, and also female reindeer also have antlers. Let's Google this. What I'm saying is that there's a lot of things that we ask when it comes to stuff like this. Because, we're trying to do the logistics. We're trying to, I said, we're Santa's reindeer. Here we go. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen, and yes, even Rudolph are ladies. The original eight first introduced in the 1823 poem, A Visit. This is so funny. Who runs the sleigh? Girls. Science says Santa's reindeer are all actually female. And this is in People magazine.
Let me tell you something. That just makes me respect Santa even more. All right?
Because it makes me respect him more. Women. Oh, so the males of the species shed their headgear mid-December. They wouldn't have.
So while these dudes out here with busted taillights. Right.
All right. Right.
Santa was like, ladies, we got to do, we, it's up to us. All right. It's you, me, and the elves, wherever they are. Santa is, I think, is good.
Santa, for the
children.
No, he's not. There are parents that work very hard, very hard to give their children Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Might work an extra job.
I know that.
You remember the footage from the Tickle Me Elmos when the women...
Hey, I'm with you. Yeah, I remember.
Each other to death.
Yeah.
I just fought 7 bitches in a Target at 2 in the morning to get your little ass's Elmo.
I threw bows for you. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm just saying...
My coat is ripped. I didn't even bring my purse.
Your mom did it perfectly. Some of the presents are from me. Some of them are from Santa.
Parents work really hard to give their kids Christmas, and this motherfucker gets all the credit?
No.
I gave multiple people black eyes for you to get this Teddy Rux pen. I had to bow somebody else to get 2 of them because I had to get one for you and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go, thank you, Santa. Santa's not icing his knee right now. Santa does not have frozen peas on his knuckles right now.
Then that's the gift that comes from mom. All right. But the plaid shirt can be from Santa. Why don't you knock Santa down a peg? I'm saying if you're taking this route, I'm saying to the parents, how about you be a little bit more inventive? How about you make it so that when you have to tell your kid that Santa's not real, they're like, I didn't like his presence anyway. This dude was garbage day one. OK,
he kept giving me socks and underwear.
You know what? Every year, if you really worried about this, I'm just going to say, in order for your kid to both, I think this is a good middle ground between the two of us. We don't usually do middle grounds, but I'm going to try, right?
Okay.
I think a good middle ground between the two of us is go ahead and tell your kid about Santa. But for every Christmas, when they ask Santa for all the stuff, you get the stuff that they want from Santa. And then you put the gift under the tree from Santa, and it's just crackers. It's just saltines, you know? And look, some kids love crackers. Some kids will be like, oh my gosh, saltines. I needed some of these.
Oh, goldfish.
But overall, you can be like, all right, look, Santa clearly not coming through heavy with the presents. And so then years from now, hopefully just a couple, when you have to tell your kid that Santa's not real, they get to learn a lesson about life. And they're not as let down because now they know you were the one putting in the work for those presents to begin with.
Okay.
But yeah, we'll kick it to you, the listener, you know? How do you feel about it? Do you think that people should be told about Santa, should not be told about Santa? Do you think it's harmful or helpful? Do you think that we did a good job presenting to you the facts of our argument and some pretty good along the way things?
Thank you for listening to Hold Up. You can catch me on the socials, damn it, at Dulce Sloan on everything. And you can also check out Josh Johnson.
I'm Josh Johnson Comedy on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Find me at those places. I also do a podcast called The Josh Johnson Show you can check out. And other than that, I'm just looking to be around, meet you, hit me up, you know, I want to hear about your day. I'm just chilling, you know, tell me a crazy story. I love to hear.
Thank you for listening to Hold Up. Ho, ho, no. Ah, eh.
Tell your kids about Santa.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.